in. Grandma sure did miss him, said he liked to drove me mad. But still in all, he was my love, and I miss him awful bad. On the night she passed away, I was sitting in her room. I thought I heard her whisper Grandpa's favorite tune. So if you play the fiddle, sir, I have a job for you. Very next time you're rousing the bow, I'd like to hear that tune. She's like the dew on the mountain, sweet as the rain. And if she ever goes away, I hope she'll come right back again, come right back again. She's like the dew on the mountain.
Would you like to swing on a star? Carry moonbeams home in a jar and be better off than you are? Would you rather be a fish? A fish is an animal that swims in a brook. Can't write a poem or read a book. To fool the people is his only thought. Though he's slippery, he still gets caught. And by the way, if you don't clean up your dish, you may grow up to be a fish. Oh, would you like to swing on a star? Carry moonbeams home in a jar and be better off than you are? Would you rather be a mule? A mule is an animal with long, funny ears. Kicks up at everything he hears. His back is brawny and his brain is weak. He's just plain stupid with a stubborn streak. And by the way, if you hate to go to school, you may grow up to be a mule. Ah, would you like to swing on a star? Harry Moon wins home in a jar. Would you rather be a pig? A pig is an animal with dirt on his face. His shoes are a terrible disgrace. He's sloppy and he's dirty and he's grungy in front. When he talks, all he does is grunt. And if you don't care a feather or a fig, you may grow up to be a pig. And all the monkeys ain't in the zoo. Every day you'll see quite a few. So you see, it's all up to you. You could be better than you are. You could be swinging on a star. You could be swinging on a star. You could be swinging on a star. Thank you. Thank you.
company's here. Our company that is. Hello. This is Larry Berger, along with Ricky Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start. The Saturday Light Brigade. Saturday mornings at WRCT Pittsburgh, WIUPFM Indiana, WMCO New Concord, WSHJ FM Grove City, WCUC FM Clarion, WNJR Washington, WKYW LP Kaiser, West Virginia, Mountain Streams Radio.org, Tube City Online at WMCK.FM McKeesport, and SLBRadio.org/radio, where you will find links to TuneIn, Simple Radio, streaming at Streama, Radio Garden, our own player, and a listen by telephone option at 631-359-8728. Today, we are scheduled to have Angelina Jones sharing writing from her newly published collection of poetry called What I Mean to Say. Also, several students from the Pittsburgh Parks Conservancy Young Naturalists program. And at 11 o'clock, after those features at 10, music and conversation with Americana singer-songwriter Juliana Warner. All of that, plus puzzles, games, and good cheer throughout the morning. Thank you for being here along with us. Our pop quiz will come up in just a moment. Here at the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade.
Blackbirds, sing your mournful song. High and lonely in the scarlet light of dawn, before those big wheels turn and take my love away. Take my love away. Winding river, bring her back to me, and maybe she won't roam far away from the one who loves her so, the one who loves her so. If I could catch her, I would run from here to the Oklahoma line in the hopes that she might stop and hear me cry. Morning dove up in the sky, sing my love to her from a mountaintop so high, 'cause if she knew, she might not leave me behind, leave me far behind. Thank you.
getting started with Special Consensus this morning. And a tune called Blackbird. Here at the Saturday Light Brigade. And good morning to Tommy in Virginia, Susie in Alexandria, and the first to check in this morning, Mike and Mars. And Russ, also an early bird this morning, if you count a text message he sent around 11 o'clock last night to solve our pop quiz this morning. This was quite a week. I don't even know where to begin, but most of my time was spent writing with a number of reports due and still due. I was able to get this done. About 20 students finished up their first week of our two-week camp called Rhyme and Reason. They're creating original songs and poetry, and it was fun to observe what they've been up to. Now it's time, though, to give you a chance to earn a Saturday Light Brigade charge. Now it is time for this morning's pop quiz. And this morning's pop quiz involves what we call a Saturday Light Brigade word chain. A Saturday Light Brigade word chain. And the way a word chain works is you come up with a chain of words where each word begins with the last letter of the word before it. So if the first word ends in A, the next word must begin with A. If that word ends in C, the next word must begin with C. And we'd like to see if you can come up with a word chain of five or more animals. Five or more animals. Let's see if I can do one right off the top of my head. Five or more animals. Could be alligator. No, I need an R. Rodent. T could be tarantula. A could be ape. And for E, I will use Eeyore. And you can go on and on. Can you come up with a word chain containing five or more animals? I hope you'll share it with us.
It's time to connect. Join us on or off the air by calling or texting us at 412-200-5975. You can also reach us at 1-888-752-7234 or through Interact Live at slbradio.org/radio. You're a big part of the Saturday Light Brigade.
Well, the moon is broken and the sky is cracked. Come on up to the house. The only things that you can see is all that you lack. Come on up to the house. Oh, your crying don't do you no good. Come on up to the house. Come down off the cross, we could use the wood. Come on up to the house. You got to come on up to the house. Come on up to the house. Just a passing through. Come on up to the house. the house. Yeah, you got to come on up to the house. Come on up to the house. The world is not my home, I'm just a passing through. Come on up to the
here at the Saturday Light Brigade. Come on up to the house. And I'm glad you are coming up with a lot of word chains. We're looking for animals. And we have a few others to share with you, too, that follow along different subject lines that are really creative. Here are some of the animal ones. Susie has alpaca, then you need an A, alligator, then you need an R, rat, to tiger, to rhinoceros, to salamander, to rabbit. Nicely done. Here's Dan in Mercer, who says, I'll give it a shot. Cow, wombat, tiger, ray, isn't a stingray, and yak. Good morning to you all. Good morning back, Dan. Nice to have you along with us. Tom in McCandless has rabbit, turtle, eel, llama. Nice symmetry there with the double letters. An eel and a llama. And the llama is followed up with alligator. Ralph has several, including narwhal, leech, hippopotamus, salamander, and raccoon. He also has another two strings, starling, giraffe, eel, lark, and koala, and kiwi, ibis, seal, lamprey, and yak. Good morning to Mark and Mary Jean. It's great to have you tuned in. Also, hello to Jim in Blackridge. Here is Tom and Barb. They had their grandkids work on this puzzle, and they came up with kangaroo, octopus, seal, lion, and narwhal. Thank you for working. Jim in Blackridge has a long list. It's a good one. Burrow, orangutan, narwhal, lemur, raccoon, nautilus, scallop, platypus, skunk, katydid, dingo, opossum, monkey, yak, kangaroo, oxen, newt, tarantula, antelope, elephant, turkey, yellow jacket, tapir, rhinoceros, and squid. Nicely done. Gary, up in Franklin, has hippo, otter, rabbit, tarantula, aardvark, kiwi, the Inca tern, and a needlefish. Linda in Collier has deer, rat, turtle, elephant, and tarantula. There's Leslie with ibis, stork, kangaroo, orangutan, nuthatch, and then another list, cow, wombat, tapir, rat, and titmouse, and then another list, sloth, horse, eagle, emu, and ungulate. And Jim in Crafton Heights decided to do his with all snakes. Copperhead, diamondback, king cobra, anaconda, adder, rattlesnake, and eastern hognose. Kathy and Tyonessa has a variation I'll share with you in just a moment. Dr. Nelson Harrison has goat, turtle, elephant, toad, dog, his is long too, gorilla, alligator, rat, tiger, rhinoceros, snake, earthworm, and mole. Mark has monkey, yak, kangaroo, orangutan, narwhal, lynx, xeris, snake, emu, and he ended up with unicorn. Finally, Sue in South Park has pig, goat, toad, dove, and elephant. And Patrick has skink, kangaroo, octopus, salamander, and raccoon. These are all great. Now, a few folks chose to color outside of the lines, which is fine. A few folks made word chains, not of animals, but across different themes. And one such person was Tommy. Now, first, he did one with all birds that does fit our animal theme. Albatross, swan, nuthatch, hawk, killdeer, redwing, goldfinch, hummingbird, duck, kestrel, lovebird, dickcissel, loon, nightjar, wow, ruff, flamingo, oriole, eagle, elder, and robin. Wow. That's a lot of birds. He also decided to do one with states. And he came up with 11 states that can be put into a word chain. Hawaii ends in an I. So he followed that up with Idaho, which ends in O. He followed that up with Oregon. Then New Mexico, Ohio, Oklahoma, Alabama, Alaska. Gotta get out of the begins and ends with the A, and he used Arkansas to do it. Snuck in South Carolina, and then it ended that with Arizona. Well done. And Kathy and Tyonessa did one with vegetables, tomato, okra, artichoke, eggplant, and turnip. Not to be outdone, But we got one from Russ, who did one with makes of cars, which is amazing. Oh, before I share that, Richard on the north side just sent in donkey, yak, kangaroo, ostrich, and hawk. And here's the variation that Russ did with cars. This is pretty amazing. Pontiac, Cadillac, Chevrolet, Toyota, we need an A, Audi, Infiniti, a Yugo, an Oldsmobile, an Etzel, Land Rover, Renault. Then you need a T for Tesla. T for Tesla. There's a parody in there somewhere. Acura, Aston Martin, Nash, Hyundai, International, Lexus, Saab, Buick, Kia, Alfa Romeo, wow, Opel, Lotus, Studebaker, Range Rover, Rivian, and Nissan. That is quite a chain. Well done. I like the variations. Tommy has one more. Chan Cayman, Nebelung, New, Uguisu, Umbrella Bird, Dick Dick, King Salmon, Newt, a termite, and an elephant. What a lot of fun these have been. Thank you for sharing them with us and a Saturday Light Brigade charge to you. If you came up with some answers to our pop quiz, coming up, our Historiddle broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square, along with Ricky Berger. This is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings from SLB Radio Productions.
It was late one night by the pale moonlight, all the vegetables gave a spree. They put out a sign that said the dancing's at 9, and all the admissions were free. There was peas and greens and cabbage and beans. It was the biggest crowd you ever did see. And when old man Cucumber struck up that number, well, you should have heard them vegetables scream. Oh, the little turnip top was doing the backwards flop. The cabbage shook the shimmy and she could not stop. The little red beet shook its feet. The watermelon died of the cockeyed heat. The little tomato agitator shook the shimmy with the sweet potato. And old man garlic dropped dead of the colic down at the barnyard dance this morning. Doing the backwards flop, the cabbage of the shimmy would not stop. A little red peach shook its feet. The watermelon died of the cockeyed. Little tomato agitator shook the shimmy with the sweet potato. And old man garlic dropped dead of the colic down at the barnyard dance. Down at the barnyard, late this morning, down at the barnyard dance.
Steve Goodman at the Saturday Light Brigade and the song known as the Vegetable Song.
Assemble joins you in supporting the Saturday Light Brigade. Assemble invites the community to Maker Date on Saturday, September 27th, from 6 to 9 p.m. at the Maverick Hotel. Maker Date features opportunities to bid on creative learning experiences with talented makers, as well as raffle baskets, games, food, drinks, and live music. Attendees are encouraged to wear costumes for the event. All proceeds benefit Assemble's STEAM education programs for youth in Pittsburgh. More information about Maker Date is available at assemblepgh.org/makerdate.
Be the first to learn about upcoming on-air guests and features by subscribing to Brigadier Briefings. Each newsletter includes an original puzzle, links to past programs, and details about youth and adults appearing on the next edition of the Saturday Light Brigade. Get closer to SLB by subscribing to our newsletter at slbradio.org/subscribe.
Now it is time to give you a chance to earn a Saturday Light Brigade charge. It is time for this morning's history-riddle. Born on or around August 9th, 1593. His last name sounds like Jason Ben or Jim Bob could be his son. He is the author of a number of scholarly biographies, including one on the life of poet John Donne. But he's best known for a work published when he was about 60 that for many is a bookshelf treasure that provides a complete and thorough discussion of a certain piscatorial pleasure. Any ideas?
It's time to connect. Join us on or off the air by calling or texting us at 412-200-5975. You can also reach us at 1-888-752-7234 or through Interact Live at slbradio.org/radio. You're a big part of the Saturday Light Brigade.
Good luck with this morning's history riddle. Here's hoping we'll hear from you. You're now going to hear a somewhat obscure Loudon Wainwright III song that he recorded in 1970.
Pennsylvania's western daughter, with your tubes of liberty. Princess of pig iron slaughter, with your boyfriend Carnegie. Oh, you were stained glass, you were smoke stacked, you were laid in cobblestone, you were trolley car tracked, and for you the red sky shone, and while thieves and black sleeved buccaneers pitched and kicked their orbs, it was for you that I cheered my wild cheers in the field of Mr. Forbes. I sent sentiments from shady side, I paid homage from the hill. Oh no, it cannot be denied. Trees in Shenley grow strong, may the bagpipes never burst, let the Allegheny roll right along, may I thirst the Duquesne thirst, may your steel mills stand forever, your learning tower too. May Mellon remain clever. Good luck and God bless you.
Man was born on the north side, lived in north side all his life. He took the Pirates for his ball team, took my mother for his wife. My old man, he raised six children, he raised them right and he raised them well. My old man went to mass on Sunday, but Saturday night he sure raised hell. And he said, son, remember, always do the best you can. This world's just not the same without my old man. My old man, he fought in Korea. My old man, he came back home. My old man, he stood for something, though lots of times he stood alone. My old man, he worked the oven. My old man was a man of steel. Let you know just what he thought. Let you know just what was real. And he said, son, remember, always do the best you can. This world's just not the same without my old man. In 79, the Pirates took the series and tore down his old mill to build more. Now we're eating fish right out of the river. This ain't the town, my old man knew it all. Thank you. when he got too angry. My old man would stomp and shout, you know he ate and he drank and he laughed too much, till one day his old heart gave out. My old man lies on the hillside, high above the river mill. He tore the heart right out of Pittsburgh. My old man, I hear him still. When I say, son, remember, always do the best you can. Let's go and catch a game. Life seems so damn tame. This world's just not the same without my old man.
There is John McCutcheon and a song called My Old Man. And Ode to a Pittsburgh by Loudon Wainwright III. A lot of answers coming in for this morning's history riddle. Here it is again. Born on or around August 9th, 1593. His last name sounds like Jason, Ben, or Jim Bob could be his son. He is the author of a number of scholarly biographies, including one on the life of poet John Donne. But he's best known for a work published when he was about 60, that for many is a bookshelf treasure that provides a complete and thorough discussion of a certain piscatorial pleasure. 412-200-5975 or 1-888-752-7234. Good luck. A lot of answers are coming in. As you work on it, let me share with you that Holly in Oakland knew the correct answer. Tom in McCandless also got it. Stu in McCandless came up with it too, as well as the book referred to. Tommy in Virginia got it and points out that this person also has the identical name of a Will Gear character on a CBS television program. And we'll give you just another 30 seconds or so if you would like to solve this morning's history riddle. It's up on Facebook, by the way, as well as all of our puzzles at SLB Radio. You can play along there. Among we early bird listeners is Susie, and she came up with the correct answer, not surprisingly, given her library science background. Good morning, Susie.
Good morning.
You knew who we were looking to. I had to say that he was born on or around 1593. Most people that I consulted give the date of August 9th, most resources, but some claim that his birth date is unknown or uncertain, so I wanted to be strictly correct. But you knew who we were looking for. Who is it?
The writer of The Complete Angler, Isaac Walton.
Absolutely. And Isaac Walton was also the father in The Waltons. Will Gear played the character Isaac Walton. I have not read The Complete Angler. Have you?
No.
It's supposed to be a great book, philosophical in nature. Something I hadn't realized about Isaac Walton was he wrote all of these biographies of folks. John Donne was one of them. And just a whole bunch of biographies about people he greatly admired. The life of Sir Henry Wotton, the life of Mr. Richard Hooker, of George Herbert, another poet, and really popularized the biographical style during his life.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah, it's amazing, and those are books I haven't read. It's said that John Donne is the poet. He was somewhat enamored with John Donne as a writer. He was a generation older than Isaac Walton and studied with him and, you know, viewed him as a mentor.
That's me.
Yeah. So a charge for you.
Thank you.
I hope this is going to be a good weekend. It's going to be very hot here in the Pittsburgh area. I don't know about.
I think we're still in a cool-ish place, but I think it might be warmer today. I think when I woke up, it was 63, but that was like around 5 something. Mm. So I don't know what it is now. The air conditioning has turned itself on, but I'm working at a different branch today, and so I've looked around to see what's nearby. And I've texted a friend, and I've seen that there's a shop. This is Washington, D.C. things, but there's a shop called Mary Pin that I've wanted to go to. It's like a craft shop. And, I do not like driving in D.C., but I will be so near to this store that driving will not be a problem, you know, because of my, you know, where I'm positioned today. So I was like, oh, well, I definitely have to go there.
You want to take advantage of it. As long as you're in the neighborhood, why not?
Yes.
Well, I'm glad you're able to do that. And I'm glad, as always, that you were able to join us today.
Yes, definitely.
Well done. And Saturday Light Brigade charge to Russ and King, North Carolina, as well. And good morning to James. James, we have your request, and we'll do our best to get to it within the next 10 minutes or so. Congratulations if you came up with Isaac Walton, today's Hister-Riddle answer.
bet your life and your loving wife I can catch more fish than you. Hey, the fish bite, if you got good bait, there's a little something I would like to relay. Any fish bite, if you got good bait, I'm a-going fishing too. Some shortening bread. The important part of fishing ain't the fish, but the fishing. Important part of loving is the love. The important part of doing most anything you're doing is doing it with all of your heart. If the fish don't bite, you still got the water and the trees and the sky up above. And if your lover's not with you, don't be sad that you miss her. Be glad you miss someone so much. The important part of fishing ain't the fish, but the fishing. Important part of loving is the love. The important part of doing most anything you're doing is doing it with all of your heart. If the fish don't bite, you get some time for thinking and your lover's who you're thinking about. And if your lover's not with you, you get some time for fishing. It's amazing how it all works out. Anything you're doing is doing it with all of your heart. the fish don't bite, it really doesn't matter. They're just bigger the next time you go. And if your lover's not with you, it makes it so much sweeter when you finally do go on home. The important part of fishing ain't the fish, but the fishing. Important part of loving is the love. The important part of doing most anything you're doing is doing it with all of your heart. Do it now with all of your heart. Do it now with all of your heart.
Jim Hurst and Missy Raines, the important part of fishing. Before that, the Chuckernauts with Fishing Blues. Let's sneak one more in.
A fly tied on a graphite rod above my head is swishing. A mountain stream, a sportsman's dream. How can I keep from fishing? No job can stop my angling thoughts, for every day I'm wishing that life could pay its own sweet way and I could keep on fishing. For when the river round me roars, I know the fish they liveth. For when they bite a well-tied fly, I know the joy it giveth. No job can stop my angling thoughts, for every day I'm wishing that I could quit, put up a sign that simply says, gone fishing.